Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Engineer, in the studio, Pete from Scuba Board, Single Scott, Mermaid Angela. Yes, the gang's all here, and we are in the studio for the second time in a row, and I think this is
nearly a record.
It is. Actually, I don't think we've been in the studio twice in a row in like 5 months. But we have a small little window right now of about 4 weeks where we are going to actually be in our home base
of
operations.
This is why you do your community service work,
right?
This
is why you should pay your bills on time.
Yeah, okay, fine. The secret's out, but it's actually nice having a little downtime. But as I said last week, I'm always looking ahead. Even when I'm home, I'm always thinking about the next trip. Before I do one trip, or before I even get on board another live aboard trip or wherever we're going, before I come back, I have already got another trip in line. So I always have something to look forward to, which is the case right now, because September 26th, we're heading out on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. The last one of 2009, by the way. And we're going to be going out in style big time. What are you looking at me like that for, Bill? What?
Just thinking, September 26th, that's like a long way away, isn't it?
No, it's like 3 weeks.
Oh, geez. It's not very long at all, is it?
Are you going on that?
You're going on this one, aren't you, Bill?
No, I'm not going.
Well, let's talk to Clay about that and find out exactly why. Clay is the man behind the madness at Explorer Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio, and of course, the fine organization hosting the next Scuba Radio.
Interesting,
Scuba
you would
Cruise.
Describe him as the man behind the madness, as opposed to the madness, which is how he's normally described.
Is that true, Clay?
Yeah, it really is. I hate to admit it.
Yeah. You know, but hey, there's always some person in charge of trying to keep everything in check or manage it in some capacity, or just looking over it and cashing the checks. I don't know, but he does.
And Clay
a little
is
bit
in charge
of
paying that guy.
Exactly, and I really appreciate that. You think that running live aboards down in the Caribbean and various places, anybody's really in charge. So that's a good thing.
Okay, well,
wait a minute.
I'm just going from what I've seen.
I've been on Clay's boats. I know who's in charge. It's customers. He always treats them like gold.
Okay, way to brown nose there, Pete. But it's all good. It's all good indeed. But he's right. I mean, Explorer Ventures has a just an awesome reputation. And that's why we've synced up with them for the last year or so, or a couple of years now, actually. And I'm really looking forward to this trip in September, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, we got to make the big announcement, Clay, because this is pretty big news about your new boat that I believe was just announced this week or last week. Is that the deal or what?
Yeah, we just announced it last week. We're building a new boat that'll be available to dive Darwin and Wolf in the Galapagos in 2010. So we're really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, now I know this has been in the works for some time, but they finally got the official approval on levels, because there's a lot of red tape you got to go through just to be able to dive the area, let alone have the permits and everything for a new vessel and to build the vessel and all that kind of stuff, right?
Exactly. There's a lot of red tape down there. It's one of the most tightly controlled areas as far as environmental considerations and diving in the world. And
thank goodness for that.
It took a couple years, but we're up and at them next year.
Yes. Now this will be the Galapagos itinerary. Of course, it's the MV Humboldt Explorer. Now, why is it called the Humboldt Explorer? Because
for the squids.
Those giant
well,
squids.
Actually, it's we named it for the current that that provides a lot of the plankton action, and you know, a lot of the reason the big pelagics are down in that area.
Well, I knew that, but I wanted you to say it so the rest of the listeners would understand where that was coming from.
Well, you could be named for a squid. That's fine.
Yeah, but that's cool. Now, what's going to make this vessel unique other than the onboard jacuzzi that I know that guys...
That's certainly one thing, but it's actually going to be a very cool boat. It's going to be two levels, steel construction, and the lower level cabins are going to be raised up, so they have windows as well. So it's going to be really well designed for stability for the long crossings up to Darwin and Wolf, and still have full length sun deck and space up there. So it's a neat idea.
All right, and this starts sailing next year. About when? What are the dates?
Well, we're starting shakedown cruises in May, and then we'll start normal charter service in June.
Okay, all
I
right.
will be prepared to shake that vessel down.
Yes, we will be.
No. I may have been misheard there. I said
no, I, don't think
I
you were,
would
actually.
Be available for and, shaking and, down that cruise.
He wants a ride,
yes,
man.
We will be.
God damn.
Yeah.
Bill,
yeah.
You know what they say. Ship happens.
Yeah, but not to me.
All right. So, the new Humboldt Explorer in the Galapagos, if you want to book it, all you have to do is call up Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577, or go to exploreventures.com. Now, obviously, that's one trip you can consider for next year, but there's a lot of stuff still left to take advantage of over the next few months, including a lot of specials you're offering that even will apply to our September 26th trip, right?
Yeah, we've got some specials applying for that for small groups, four paid and one free on all our Caribbean itineraries through the end of September. We've got some specials available for travel resellers as well, and we've actually also got the boat that we're running in the Galapagos this year. We have a special running on September 28th. We've got, I think, three more spaces left on that trip. And that's about the only space left in Galapagos through the end of the year. So,
all right. Now, you mentioned that this special is for small groups. How tall can you be to qualify for this?
I think it's 4'9 and below.
So Angela qualifies, but the rest of us are too tall.
Exactly.
No, we're not too tall. You just have to walk around on the boat on your knees
the entire week.
It gets a little old, but hey, it's worth it when you look at the dive offerings they offer.
All right. Now, clearly, how many of us have walked around on our knees for a week for scuba diving? Why is mine the only hand raised?
Oh, boy.
Nobody's admitting that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? He doesn't get out much play, you know? But yeah, so a lot of specials now through the end of September. That buy four, get one free is truly a remarkable special. You see this thing continuing into the next year? Is this pretty much going to wrap up here over the next month or two?
No, it's pretty much going to wrap up over the next month or two. Things are picking up, and our loads for next year are excellent at this point. So. But we've got still some space to sell for 2009, both in on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 in Provo and on Caribbean Explorer 2, which will actually be leaving the Bahamas soon after your trip on the 26th and going back out to a normal station in the northeastern Caribbean. So,
yeah, you actually have is that the exploratory trip or which one is that?
We're just doing a one-way transit once the charters are through, but we've got we just finished today the exploratory trip northbound from Great Exum up to Freeport, and everybody just had a ball. We had the weather was perfect. We dove Thunderball Grotto, we saw blue holes, just amazing diving. We've got a trip log day by day on the website and on our Facebook page and all that. And we've also got we've got space available for the southbound exploratory itinerary leaving Freeport on October 10th and getting off in Great Exum on October 17th, and we're offering up to a $500 airfare credit for that itinerary.
Very nice. So, I mean, you know, some great deals to be had for sure, you ought to follow along the blogging for the crew, because those exploratory trips always usually pop up at least one or two very interesting encounters or unique reef areas that they find there on some of these trips. So just go to exploreventures.com right now. Take advantage of that. Now let's talk about the big one, and that, of course, is September 26th. We go out of Freeport for our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. I have Olympus cameras the new tough 8,000 cameras that you can take down without a housing to 33 feet. We have the housings. We have a bunch of these for everybody to play with on the boat. We have the Bonica high-definition underwater video cameras for people to play with. They're actually on the boat right now. We've been leaving them on there for the last month or two. And our last liveaboard trip, I was really encouraged to hear from the crew, from Demi, talking about how the people on board have been enjoying those immensely. Has that been getting back to you, Clay, too, or what?
Definitely. You know, I mean, Demi is, you met Demi. He's not really very enthusiastic about anything. You've probably noticed that.
Yes, but, exactly.
Now he's been having an absolute ball with him, as is the rest of the crew.
Yeah. Yeah, we connected as soon as he introduced himself. He goes, "Hi, my name is Demi. Just think of Demi Moore." And I was like, okay.
A little coquettish, eh?
Yeah.
I think he's actually the only Jap Aboriginal dive instructor in the Caribbean at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite a unique character, and I'll tell you, after a couple drinks after the day of diving, he kind of looks like Demi Moore. You know what I'm saying?
a little bit worried about you there.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, who isn't? But the Bonica camera's a big hit, and of course we have some Oceanic and Aries dive computers we bring on board. So we're bringing on a fun little extra value to the week, which is already could stand on its own as a phenomenal adventure diving with these wild dolphins that we're going to be doing.
So it's going to be picture perfect, is what you're saying?
Yes, it should be. We got Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. We have James, the helper boy, because they don't pretty much they travel in
tandem.
Yeah, because she needs her own little entourage.
Yes.
And so she'll be, she kind of creates her own little attraction in some capacity. She promises to, by the way, beat her record of 18 bikinis in 1 week. Just for the record. Yeah. So
that's her commitment.
That is, she's going for another record. So we got that. We got the wild dolphins. Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network is going to be on board. And of course, we're going to do some diving in the morning, have lunch, and then we're going to snorkel for wild dolphins. And Clay, I know I've asked you this before. Isn't this an itinerary that you haven't had the opportunity to actually participate in yet yourself?
I have not, believe it or not. But, I keep thinking that maybe I should get down there for that week.
You might. I mean, 18 bikinis is going to be a tough record to break, but that might be...
She wears them all at once, by the way.
It's a history-making event.
Exactly.
She triples in volume.
On the northbound trip, we actually did the swimming pigs as well.
Oh, really? You did it's Daniel Key. You stopped off there and did the swimming pigs?
Yep, right at the big major key right next door. But
actually, it's called swimming bacon. A lot of people don't know that.
We found that they really like ham.
Yeah. Has the swine flu put a damper on that, by the way? Or
I didn't ask them. Yeah. But I should we'll see if we can check with them on the way down.
All right, we'll see
how they're feeling.
Clay, he's always doing the research. That's what you gotta love. He's a very hands-on type of manager there at Explore.
Oh, stop.
Quit it. All right, it's all good. ExploreVentures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Call them, go to their website, book it today. You won't be sorry.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to, ladies and gentlemen. It's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
That's not true. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
My brain hurts.
All right, so a couple of things got to get out there other than, making sure you book your trip with us for September 26th. There are just a few spots left for that scuba cruise trip. So, the month of September, October, this is a perfect time to dive in Florida, in the Caribbean. Just like I was saying a couple of weeks ago down in the Florida Keys, the weather was spectacular, flat, calm, clear water because the winds haven't kicked up for the winter months yet. It's just perfect diving off the coast of Florida and the Bahamas and the Caribbean right now. It really is.
Clear, warm water.
Yes, warm water.
Still warm from the summer. This is, in fact, my favorite time of the year to be in Florida. Because it's still warm, it's still nice, and the diving's great every place you go. It's great in the Bahamas. It is great wherever you go down here.
When's the last time you've been diving, Bill?
It was 2003 to 1.
Carry the 3.
No, that's not true.
97, no.
He went out to the grotto, right?
I did go to the grotto.
Yes.
I was scuba diving at Hef's place.
In the grotto.
But yeah, it is a great time to go diving. You know, lobster season is in full effect right now in the state of Florida. Yeah.
Lots of bugs are out.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught a few down in the Keys, but I didn't find a bunch, but I did find a few. You had some good luck with that, right? Just a couple weeks ago?
We caught, the whole boat last week on one trip caught like 12 or 10.
Okay, well, that's not bad for a charter trip.
I caught 8 over 2 dives, so I was fine.
Well, that's not
bad.
Yeah. The limit is 12 for a day.
Limit is 6. It was 2 days. Huh? One dive, the limit per day is 6. That's
I thought it was
mini season is 12, Greg.
Oh, that's right. That's
maybe,
right.
Maybe we should be checking that FWC.com.
No,
FWC.com.
I didn't come close. So, but yeah, you're right. Mini season's 12 a day, isn't it? And the rest of Florida. And Monroe County in the Florida Keys, it's 6 every day year round, even during mini season. You can't get
it. Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Keys. I got Spanish lobster this time.
Yeah. Did you ever have any of those spotted ones?
Yeah, they're like just basically big shrimps.
You know, I can never translate them to catch them.
What do you mean? Oh, you're bad. Come on. You're part Spanish. What are you kidding me?
It happens.
Or you feel bad.
I feel bad.
Yeah, he was like, I can't eat lobster.
He's bugging me.
From the homeland, right? Is that it?
Exactly. They might be from Colombia, man.
Oh, that's right.
Si, senor.
Yeah. You would not catch me, you lobsters. Or wait, no, you should catch me. I taunt you.
We don't need those thinking BCs.
Yes, that's what it is.
Did you just change from being Spanish to being the French guys from Monty Python in the Search for the Holy Grail?
Maybe.
I taunt you. I fart in your general direction.
Yes.
Hey, so, man, what you mean?
Yeah, but yeah, I'm planning to cook those up for a little Labor Day celebration this weekend. And I got 3 lobsters on a cardboard plate in their vacuum packed in a new little device I bought online on eBay that actually
found
at one of the shows. It does. It sucks. It's called the Zip Vac, and it's a little battery powered or it's actually rechargeable battery in it that, you know, it's kind of like a portable food saver.
They have a manual thing for that too.
It's called a mouth.
No. They provide a manual one. So if you're backpacking, I have that.
Yeah, I have exactly. You get them both when you buy the battery operated one. They include a manual pump.
That's the Spanish portion. It's called Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
And what I actually do is I actually take my inflatable bed and I take that and I hook them up together and it manages to work perfectly.
You know, his attempted humor went awry yet once more.
Don't look at me. I thought you were supposed to come back for that.
I thought you were.
That was not a good enough setup. That was no alley. Like no oop. There was no oop there.
You looked like you were gonna. You made that French face that you were gonna say something in French.
It actually looked like French Stewart. That's not exactly the same.
When did we lose this?
Well, it was right after Welcome to the World's First Radio Show Devoted to Diving.
That could be.
Just after that, things started going, phew.
Yeah.
You should learn how to flush after you do that.
Well, zip back thing, I'll let you know if that did my lobsters proud. Because I vacuum packed my lobster tail, my Spanish lobster tail, vacuum packed them on a piece of cardboard. Because if you just vacuum them without the cardboard, the tail, the spikes on the tail will cut through the bag.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's just like it's just like pulling them out of the frozen food section at Costco. So I have that in my fridge. I will let
I left
know.
My last lobsters there because I didn't have a way of freezing.
Well, there you go. See, now I can. I'm
so that's
giving you a little
idea.
Tip.
Get one so you're gonna go and pick them up. What next week? Week after? Pick them up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Okay, so I mentioned that Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is going to be on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
That's what I'm talking about.
Going for more than 18 bikinis.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we may have to call her and get her on the record to make that commitment. And because I know she's told me that kind of like off.
Are they going to be micro-teenies or just a regular run-of-the-mill bikinis?
She's Brazilian.
Exactly.
Can we leave it there? And she's kind of little.
Mm-hmm. It's almost
not
as good as being Colombian.
I mean, with all the baggage restrictions, let me put it this way. To fit 18 outfits and a purse, that's a good sign if you enjoy that kind of display.
Sheer delight.
Yes. But you know, she has many talents. Not only does she model Brazilian swimsuits.
And she hum.
She's modeled two hats.
No, well, she's modeled
and a bracelet.
The new.
And she's stood on a boat.
Scuba Radio dive towels.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
that's right.
The dive towel picture.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are the servers ready? Can you mention this?
Yeah,
I remember
I'm going
the last time we mentioned it, we had the problem with the servers.
No, we beefed it up.
All right.
It should be fine. Just go to scubaradio.com, click on the merchandise page. You will see the towels. And
you may not notice the towel right away. That's the only problem with the picture is I'm not sure if the towel is showcased
enough. Wait, there's no problem with the pictures.
Okay. I wouldn't say there's a problem with
a small towel. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out if I need to go.
Oh, you need to go. Let me help you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so it does a reasonably good job of showcasing the Uzi towel.
Yeah, you can see the whole towel.
You can see the whole towel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, you cannot see every inch of your model, but you can see enough.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize that's Kelly, but that is indeed Kelly.
This is a case
she has her back to the camera. What's that?
This is a case where throwing in the towel would have been good.
Oh, yes. Well, the thing is, this was not the only photograph taken. If you'd seen the entire shoot, oh, my goodness.
There could be more coming. We'll see.
The other ones don't showcase the towel quite as well.
But $14.99 for a nice, comfortable dive towel with a Scuba Radio logo on it, it's quite a deal.
I'll pay $20 if you throw in the picture.
We can talk. We can talk.
Scuba Radio.
You like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master. He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Kelly
and Carla,
the Brazilian swimsuit models. You're listening to Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show
devoted to diving.
And now, here's my favorite dive instructor in the world,
Greg, Dive Master.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you?
Actually, you know, In all honesty, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is she's pissed at me right now. She's not happy. You know, and,
what'd you do?
Well, there's a lot of people that's been emailing me lately here over the last probably a good month now, saying, Greg, where the hell are the videos you keep bringing up on the air from all these trips that you've been doing, whether it was in Dominica?
Censorship or... takes time.
Exactly. I've been traveling too much. You know, that's my latest excuse. And I've only been home 2 weeks now. And I did finally make some more progress on the video stuff. Right now, I'm very close to posting our first videos from our Dominica trip.
Jimmy, the helper boy, I need your help.
He is no help whatsoever because he can't edit video worth a crap.
Greg, you are so right.
Yeah, I would know this because I've done it many, many times. And, you know, unfortunately, I had a computer crash again when we started trying to edit all this new video about 5 months ago.
There are certain things computers should not be allowed to see. And I'm starting to think this video may be it.
Yeah, no, the video's good stuff, but trying to edit it...
Is it breathtaking?
It is, absolutely.
There's something to be said for that.
And Angela puts on quite a show herself, actually.
Oh, you got that right.
Yeah.
Just sitting here, she puts on an incredible show. Right.
Yeah, no, from Dominica, and that's what I've really been working on. I've been trying to get our first video, music video from Dominica edited and posted at scubaradio.com. I am so close, but I got a whole new program I'm working with, and I've had to learn this, you know...
You said whole
Amiga?
Nude. You said whole new, not whole nude. I'm sorry.
Well,
I kind of got stuck on that for a second.
There's a little bit of everything. Let me put all it right. that way.
Nice.
But it's all good.
By the way, that's Angela we're talking about. She's the one sitting right next
no,
to you.
No, she's not.
Blush good video.
Yeah. No, Angela's doing her mermaid thing, and Dominique, we got some great footage. You've seen most of
I'm
it.
I'm also waiting for the video. So.
Well, I know. So you're mad at me now,
exactly.
too. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
No, we well, haven't seen most of me. Angela. She's very, very conservative.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a nurse, not a stripper. Okay?
Hello.
Oh, that's not. I
Wait
thought it was and. Sorry, my mistake.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, Angela's a good girl. And
if you ever go out any with Angela, you will notice she pays for everything in singles. I have never known why
weird?
Before just now.
Isn't that weird?
I never put the two together, actually, until you said that. Mm. But that kind of does put it in perspective. but you know, we had a great time in Dominica, did we not?
Yeah.
And you're anxious to share that with the world, aren't you?
I'm anxious for the video.
But you
well.
Shouldn't be mad at me because you've seen all the raw footage.
I was there, but I'd like to see it again.
I was there, too, but I want to see it.
Because
was there raw footage or in the raw footage?
No, there was no... You guys are reading so much.
You'll have to wait till the video.
It's all
up.
Good, clean fun. It's just us scuba diving, Angela doing some mermaiding, and
I'm telling you what, good, clean fun does not sell as well as you think it does.
Highly overrated, Greg.
Well, you can put the outtakes on there, too.
Okay, though. There we are.
Well,
now we got something.
I could and I couldn't. and you know, so...
Everything's legal on the internet till you get caught.
Good point. But yeah,
you're
it
over
is.
18, right, Angela?
Yes.
There we go.
The All point right. is, it is looking good, and I am going to get it up.
What?
What?
Greg?
I'm going to get it up at scubaradio.com.
What are you
I'm get
talking
the video
about?
Up at scubaradio. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Wow, look at that deep blush.
What the heck is the matter with these people? I'm surrounded by perverts. Scuba
Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba, here we go, scuba, come on.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio, the first radio devoted to diving.
Absolutely it is. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Pete from Scuba Board.
Hey.
He's in the studio with us today. Pete, you're talking about some of the diving you have done there for lobsters. Now, you're wearing your big megalodon tooth.
As I almost always do, Greg.
And I guess there's some new... have you been following this megalodon or meg book series that's out? They're turning one of them into a movie.
Long time, Greg.
What's that?
They've been out for a long time.
I know. They got. Well, I guess there's a new series, a new version. New,
who is there?
A new chapter, a new book.
Goes a little deeper.
Yeah, well, you know, part five or whatever. But the author's trying to turn this into the next Jaws series or something.
Next, well, Twilight. There's actually a love story. If you read into it, there's teenagers that date the ancient shark, and they fall in love, and they have babies.
Button.
Well, megalodon, which is the prehistoric shark, which you're wearing a megalodon shark tooth right now.
It's almost probably 3 inches.
Yeah, 3 inches in across there. So that would be how big of a
there
megalodon
are so
shark
few men that are brave foot. Enough to say those words.
In the book, there's the latest megalodon book. I read the press release. I didn't read the book, of course.
Pshaw, a book.
It's just
read
all hogwash. But they
is
actually,
it a mega bestseller?
Well, they, no, they're saying that he's presenting the theory that there's a bigger shark than the megalodon now, that they've discovered that there's actually a more prehistoric and even bigger shark than the megalodon, like the megalodon.
Actually swallowed planets whole.
Exactly.
Pooped out asteroids.
And that's what the latest...
Maybe they call that the big whopperodon.
It's all hogwash, anyway.
But, you know, the thing about the megalodon that really surprised me is that they think that this thing became extinct about 2,000 years ago.
Right.
But it lasted all the way from the Jurassic up to 2,000 years ago, and it coincides with the largest extinction of whales. They ate themselves out of house and home. They pretty much put the whale population in tailspin. And so what we have are left of the whales is just what they couldn't eat. They couldn't catch.
So they starved themselves to death.
They did.
So that was megalodon. Now, you can find these megalodon shark teeth off of Venice Beach, Florida, right? That's just south
correct.
Of Tampa.
And off of South Carolina, off of...
few rivers here and there in the States.
Oh, all over the world, actually. I mean, they were unlike the great white, it didn't look like they cared about temperatures very much.
Yeah.
They cruised anywhere there is water and food to eat.
Yeah, so we did that last year, and I got a couple megalodon shark teeth. I still have them in my office. I love having those things. It's really cool as a diver to have your own, megalodon shark tooth.
And
it's one thing to go buy it on eBay for $50, but it's another thing to actually say, I found this in the ocean where this megalodon was probably kicked it back in the day.
Even better if you say he was chasing you and you kicked it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
There we go.
Exactly.
I've actually said that to scouts. I teach fly fishing for scouts, and the scouts look at the tooth. I said, well, I fought him on the fly rod for about 4 hours before I got him in. And they're looking at me like, I don't think so. And I finally have to tell them the truth that, they're gone. And, it shows that extinction has a purpose, and we're very happy that it is forever.
Well,
the passenger pigeon, maybe not quite so great that it's extinct, but the megalodon, thank you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. It's not in our waters, taking me and Greg and everybody else out.
Well, you know, don't cut them some slack. Megalodons, they may be friendly sharks.
Yes.
They would take me to dinner, I know that.
Sure. You never know. They might have had a totally different
personality.
Greg, a
megalodon would have used you for floss.
Hmm.
I mean, these are big fish.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be good.
Pete was telling me that when you take a look at a shark's tooth, it roughly translates into about 10 feet of length
per inch.
That's correct. So it's a rough estimate.
So that's a small megalodon, what you have there.
That is. I have a tooth that's 6.5 inches long. That's a 65-foot fish.
Hmm, that's a big shark right there.
That is.
Hmm.
Sharking, to say the least.
all right, so you've done that. And I could always use some more shark teeth. I'd like to go back there. You haven't done that, have you, Angela?
No.
Maybe we need to go get you some teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're too busy taking her to more exotic locations.
I have my
locations.
Own teeth. I just want to say.
She has all her own teeth. Wait a minute, smile for us. Oh, she does. There's not one missing.
She comes from, the part of Florida she comes from, that's really bragging rights right there.
That's why I said
these are mine. I was done born with these.
Yeah.
But yes, I'd like to go, Greg.
You'd like to get your own tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Let the tooth be told.
All right. Yeah. Well, we could do
the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth.
You know, that's just a one-day trip too for
it
us
is.
Here in Orlando.
And, you know, that's good. I'm on good terms with Captain Jamie on Aristocat Charter, so you know, get him out on the boat.
All right. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And you just did some cave diving. Is that the what you've been doing?
I did. I was up at the Peacock system. Went to Orange Grove Sink. Tried out the new Zeagull Express Tech in a cave situation. That was actually pretty impressive.
Okay, this is a new BC from Zeagull.
You know, it was introduced this year or last year, I can't remember which, but I saw it down in the Keys, and I fell in love with it because it can go from me, and I'm a big hulking guy, to Angela just by pulling the straps.
Okay, so if you have some kind of medical disorder, like you're the Incredible Hulk?
Exactly. actually, I'm referred to as the Incredible Bulk.
Okay.
There's a difference.
But he does make a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Angela's not going to get as big as you
ever
quickly.
No, but the
and you're
BC
not going to get
so
her size
easily adjustable
unless a megalodon takes a bite out of you.
It's so easily adjustable. I think this would be great for rental for students. You
so
know,
it's
I
like
mean,
one size fits all kind
it,
of. Thing.
It really does, and I think Zeagull did a wonderful job. Of course, they're legend for how well they build things, and their customer service is awesome. But the Express Tech has become my favorite BC.
All right, fair enough. And it's kind of nice to know that, you know, if you go on a workout regimen, you'll still be able to use your BC.
Exactly. That's It'll right. still fit.
That's a thing of beauty. Do they make any skins that do the same thing?
Skins that do the same thing.
You got a 3-mil suit maybe that you could put Angela in.
This is a BC.
Like. I'm just wondering if they make any skins or any wetsuits. That's all I'm asking. Don't look at me like that. Don't put me on the spot here. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm wondering if they...
Space, the final frontier.
No, they make many wetsuits that actually make you look slimmer and properly proportioned.
Do they make any wetsuits that would make Peter or I look like we were Angela?
You know, I asked someone if my wetsuit made my butt look fat, and they said, no, your butt makes that wetsuit look fat. I didn't get that.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. There's always tomorrow, and leave it to... you know, the kids of today to invent that for tomorrow. You just maybe sparked, you know, a little bit of invention there. You never know. And they heard it here on Scuba Radio. We'll take a break and try to come up with some more stuff that we would like built for our own pleasure.
Flying damn cars.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Place to be if you like to get down other than actually diving. We get to talk about it 2 weeks or 2 hours for every week.
I understand right it's exactly the same as going to an exotic location. I get the feeling that it is exactly the same. That's what Scott tells me.
Theater of the mind.
Well, Angela, Mermaid Angela, she's been on many of these trips, whether it's Hawaii, Fiji, the Bahamas. What do you think? Is it the same, Angela?
Exactly.
See?
I feel like I'm in Dominica right now. These blue walls. It's just...
Yeah, the blue walls remind you of the water, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're right there.
Hate her.
Bill, you're not missing out on anything.
Yeah, and she's been nice enough to model her mermaid outfit for you. So we brought we brought a little of this flavor to the studio just for Bill's enjoyment, right, Angela?
Hey, those are sea cups, right? Seashells. Sorry, seashells.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you're screwing up the joke.
There was a joke there, really?
Yeah. Why do mermaids wear seashells? Because seashells are too stinking small.
Mm. Angela, care to comment?
No,
I didn't think so. Don't blame you. But hey, you know we are going to be in our home port of operations here over the next couple weeks, and then it's off to our next scuba radio scuba cruise.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, and that's going to be big. It's going to be we're saving the best for last. Once again, September 26th, Freeport, Bahamas, exploreventures.com. Go there, book it. There are a few spots left. Buy four, get one free. That does apply to the scuba radio scuba cruise, September 26th, if you have four friends you can find.
So is Scott there?
Scott's not going, no.
Oh, so I thought you said you saved the best for last. Right. But Scott's missing this one.
No, Scott went on the last one.
Ah, there you go.
Angela's not going. Bill's not going. You're not going, are you?
I haven't been invited.
No, everybody's invited.
That means you're not going.
Actually,
your pay.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. We get you four can go, and then maybe somebody listening can go for free if they're your friends.
There you go.
Maybe.
All right.
Is that how it would work?
Yes, that's...
Yes.
No.
Sure.
No. We just need to find one more person. You three pay. I go for free.
There we go.
I'll let you guys fight it out yourselves. Fight amongst yourselves and figure it out.
But you're really 20% discount is what he's talking about. That's huge. That you don't hear that in the industry at all.
Well, they usually say if you have a group of 10, they'll send somebody on for free, and they're doing a deal right now for. Get four people and one gets... So you just get four friends. Don't tell them about it.
But they put them in the broom closet when you do that. They've got a regular suite here.
Well, they're not... Oh, yeah. They're getting a regular cabin, the whole thing. It's pretty sweet. ExploreVentures.com. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week. Remember, till next week, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good night, everybody.
Glad we practiced that.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.